Hello and welcome to the Gaffer's Apes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back for, it is pre-season, but only just, because we're back for the real deal. Premier League season kicks off on Friday, weirdly, which means that fantasy football is 100% go. There's no more messing around, lads. It's official.
It's game week one, mate. It's game week one, GW1. Unbelievable.
GW1.
Happens on Friday, doesn't it?
Big push.
Yeah, massive.
It does happen on Friday, which we'll talk about, because it still feels weird that it's one that we're going to remind you throughout this podcast. That's a deadline you do not want to forget if you're playing the fantasy Premier League version of the game. That'd be a terrible way to start your season.
Well, until the Premier League ditch it like they did last season after two games.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it never happened.
It was a big thing last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like Friday night football.
It's going to impact my life so hugely. It happened twice.
And then they were like,
no one even knew it happened.
Hull, Everton. And it was
Friday.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
That's a
good
point, Ash. As they say in Germany. Vondredi. I don't know if that
did
is.
Did you do GCSE? No, that's. What's did you Vondredi? Do GCSE German?
No, mate, no. You had to be good at French to do German. I was shit at French.
Well, you just got Vondredi. You just got Friday right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Vondredi. There you go. Kelly, the date dit on anniversaire. What is the date of your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good, mate. Well done.
Are you like one of those people who've been hit on the head and now you can speak a second language?
Yeah. Oui, monsieur. And all that.
But yeah, good stuff. We've already spoken about French and German.
Well, so just before we move on to football, Craig, can we address the fact that you sound like you're living in a tin can?
Yeah, I'm Rob Brydon's man in a box impression.
You are. No, it's all honesty, Craig is homeless now. He's lost his...
Yeah.
that gambling addiction has just finally broke through. And he's just living in a small tin can just outside Wisbech, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, but the plus side is I did bet that I'd be homeless by 2019.
So hopefully,
every cloud. But no, we are top quality studio sound for those of you new listeners. But I am still logging in remotely. Sons the right equipment after being robbed in Glasgow. So not a fun story, but you know.
By Ninja, we move on. But it was quite a funny story.
But fantasy football's back, innit? So it's all right.
That's the main thing, innit?
That is the main thing. But yeah, we're going to be covering lots and lots on the podcast. Obviously looking forward to game week one and looking through those fixtures later on. Putting our neck on the line as we do every season with a pick for the season, which is big, isn't it?
Season
one and two we did very well. Season three we'll cover it, but not so well in places. And obviously we'll be plugging our league because first and foremost, get in our league, Tom.
Yeah, let's plug that shit now because some people only listen to the first 3 minutes of the podcast. So as we start talking about ninjas and homeless people, join our mini league, our fantasy Premier League mini league. It's massive. It's big boy shit. It's pretty tough. The pin is 1072-420, or you can just go to thegaffertapes.com/join. Get in and join.
It still blows my mind.
It is mad. Yeah. Why is that? What does?
Just that wizardry.
Oh, the wizardry.
Doing that, it still gets me.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant that we had like a fantasy Premier League mini league. I thought, what has happened to you? We've had one for this our fourth year of having one. What's wrong with you? Have you not joined up the whole time? Yeah. Is that what?
Exactly. I've never been in the league.
But you can join Craig because Craig is in the league, as are we, and as are some other names. I don't want to name drop to, you know, try and persuade you to join the league, but you know, if you want to be in a mini league with a hobbit, bang, you can be. Just do the aforementioned pin. Dominic Monaghan, Asmir Begovic of Bournemouth fame, Tom Davis from Murder in Successville. Tom Davis not from Murder in Successville. Marcel from Love Island. That's a new one, isn't it? The bloody lad. For anyone who was a Love Island fan, Mars, as I called him, he's in the league now. He said something like, he tweeted us and said, I'm going to come for you boys. So something like that.
It felt sexually threatening.
Yeah, it did. I loved it. I absolutely loved that shit. But I did say, you know, just to let you know, mate, it's big boy shit. So I think he's worried. Yeah. I think he's going to pull all the stops out to join the league. Join the league 1072-420 or thegaffertapes.com/join.
Exactly. So get in the league. Do that nice and early. It's a big old league. We always have some people. Our top 10 tend to do very well kind of globally.
Yeah.
So that's always definitely worth it. Big quick question about the league. Are you either of you doing a secret sausage team this year? And new listeners will explain what that is in a second.
I've got two, mate. I've got two sausages on the go.
That's
seriously.
One's not overly secret because it's my son's name. It's under my son's right. name. The other one is incredibly cryptic. It's a very cryptic Chipolata.
Did your son have a hand in picking the team?
No. But I tell you what, he probably would have done better than I have. I've just gone for all the real sort of, you know, just gone, oh, should I go for Rooney? Do you know what? It's your secret sausage. Yes. And don't just go for him. Captain him. That's the way a secret right. sausage works for any new
so
listeners.
So explain for new listeners, Tom, what is a secret sausage?
A secret
team?
Sausage is... we had some people reveal a couple of years ago that they had second teams, and then there was a big debate, is it cheating? Is it not cheating? Blah, blah, blah.
Is.
I said it is. And so somehow it was referred to as a secret sausage team. It's like, oh, how's your secret sausage doing? Because people didn't want to, the idea being that you don't tell who it is.
Because you're so embarrassed about cheating.
And last year, Craig's secret sausage was so secret that he forgot what it was.
I did. Absolutely did.
So you just lost them forever in the ether.
Yeah, I think I did find eventually they didn't do very well.
But maybe they could have won it. Maybe all every year.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was you that won.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm Calvin Chan.
Yeah. Are you Calvin Chan? Because to be fair, I haven't seen you and Calvin Chan in the same time.
Yeah.
No, this year, I haven't done my secret sausage team yet. Truth be told, I haven't done my own team yet. Mm. But I'm going to have a secret sausage team this year where no player costs more than $6
million. What? That's not bad. Do you know what? I think we had a listener. I think it might have been Ian Horton. Horsey Horton.
Yeah, Horton Crosses.
I think he did that one year. It might have been last year.
And, lock up your Horters.
And they did very, very well, that team. So yeah, no, it's worth doing. Yeah, do two teams and stick them in the Gaffer Tapes League. Give them a hilarious name. Give them a cryptic name, maybe like an anagram.
Yeah.
Like that maybe sort an anagram. Of like set I am Tom Riddle thing. I am Voldemort.
It is good actually, because the more teams you've got in the league, it props us up further higher.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Very true.
Absolutely.
My secret sausage team last year just made all of us go up a place because he was that bad.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Although I distanced him and said he was that bad, it was still me.
What a knobhead.
Yeah.
Don't have to pop a hat on.
Every week.
Yeah. What an absolute boffin.
Who's bottom of the league? Oh, little Johnny Sausage. What
a I put on a little fake moustache when I do mine, just to sort of add to the mystery of it.
As a tip, don't call yourself Little Johnny Sausage because it becomes quite obvious.
It's quite obvious. Yeah, I think someone team. Last year, I came across a team that was called My Secret Sausage. Which is nice.
But then ironically that could have been their main team.
Yeah, but it was
just a mess
double bluff. Yeah.
But enough about secret sausages. But you are welcome to do that and let us know what if you've got a different team, like someone does budget ones, someone does ones of only like certain clubs, let us know what your secret sausage team is.
Yeah, someone does it on players that they'd love to bring in. You know, you have that thing, oh, I'd love to bring him in, but I don't know if he'll get points, stick him in your secret sausage. Take risks.
I've been doing a really half-assed terrible one.
Yeah.
But that's been my main.
That's been your main team for
Over the years. It's progressively worse. I started this podcast as like some sort of genius.
Yeah.
And it's just hanging around with me and Tom is doing no good whatsoever.
He's like FPL Rain Man, wasn't he? That's probably a Twitter account as well. FPL Rain Man.
I'm just deteriorating. Mm. We are going to talk some more fantasy football, but obviously this is where normally in a podcast, we will go through all of last week's results, all the top performers, players of the week, kind of sleeper picks and all that kind of stuff. But just to prove we are still fantasy football experts of the industry, I was only on bloody TalkSport.
You were indeed, mate. Monday. It was Monday the 31st of July. Craigo was on TalkSport talking sport on TalkSport and all the sports.
Yeah, it was a bit mad.
Yeah, it was the fantasy football special, wasn't it? They obviously know who to call upon.
First people they contacted.
Well, you know, when Asmir Begovic was looking for some fantasy football experts on his podcast, boom. They call the big boys. When TalkSport need them, bang, Craigo's in there. Do you know what I mean? We're the go-to guys in the industry now, I feel.
I kind of had to put on my posh voice for a little bit.
I noticed that. Yeah, you did sound...
My job interview.
Not only, obviously, do you look a bit like Sue Perkins, you actually sounded a bit like him on the podcast. That's not true. No, you were brilliant. That was great. And you can actually download it as a podcast. It's the it was TalkSport kickoff, and it's called the Fantasy Football Special, and it was Monday, July... 31st, but check it out. Yeah, it was really good.
Plus, Craig did a really good job of selling the podcast. Danny was setting him up with these questions, being the professional radio presenter is, throws the ball in the air. So, tell me about your podcast. Well, Danny, what was that you said? Ninja Warrior? Yeah. Bam, straight off.
Talks about working on Ninja Warrior quite a lot.
He got very excited by Ninja Warrior.
Didn't he?
Which was bizarre. Yeah. And then the guy from the Dream Team, from The Sun.
Yeah.
spoke about Harchester United and Dream Team the Sky One programme for a good 15 minutes.
I know.
So that went on for a while.
But
it was good. Someone brought me a cup of tea during it and everything.
Really?
Great. I felt like I was important.
That's big boy shit. Because in this studio, we just drink each other's piss during the recording of the podcast.
The bloody Armenian bloke.
Armenian cleaner at the studio.
No, he hasn't. And we did cover loads of stuff on there. So we talked fantasy football. Obviously, we talked draft football, which is the big new addition to the fantasy football scene this year.
Yeah.
Although we did a draft special. It's not that new if you've been in the know. Just we weren't until this season. We did our Togga draft. That was the last podcast some of you might listen to. Any new listeners who just listen to that, it isn't that chaotic every week. We do an actually quite structured professional. We won bloody awards. So, you know,
we're
normally not quite. I haven't actually listened to it all yet because I thought it might just sound like a stag do.
Do you know what? That's quite a good analogy. It is a little bit like that. No, it's good. It's just, it started off well. And then kind of was, well, everyone, because it's such an exciting thing and people, you know.
It was really exciting.
Yeah. And people will do stupid things and picks, and then everyone laughs at them. And, you know, the free beer was flowing and, it was brilliant.
I definitely, in the week since we've done it, the fact that we did Togga and not the FPL one.
The
fact that you can trade in
Togga has
made a massive difference. There's been so many.
Oh, it's been a lot.
Must have been like 40 trades or something.
Yeah.
The first thing I did as soon as I drafted the team was go straight on the waiver wire and go, right, what mistakes did I make? I want to pick up some people up now.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing you do. But it was a lot of fun.
I made quite a few mistakes. Some of them being picking players that may or may not be in the Premier League next season and picking one player that definitely won't be in the Premier League next season because he just signed for Roma.
Yeah, you did pick Kolarov.
A day before. I did pick Kolarov. And then again, everyone took the mick out of me, which was nice.
You picked Kolarov, Zlatan and Costa.
Yeah, big time.
Which is impressive.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if Zlatan and Costa do play, you know, I will be laughing.
Somebody said after that you can hear us like whispering Tom's ear the whole way through going, so Craig, what do you think about Zlatan? Oh, I think he'd be a really good pick. If someone was brave enough to pick him, and then like a few minutes later you hear Tom go,
I had a double pick and I went Zlatan Costa, bang. I just did it.
I've got a great idea, lads.
I'll see what happens. But I'm just treating it as like my secret sausage talking team.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I did a couple of good bits. Straight after on the waiver wire, I picked up Iheanacho and Rondon and then swapped them out, like traded them in league for William and Matic to strengthen my midfield.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I thought it was quite good.
Well, I was quite annoyed that you got Iheanacho because we kind of knew at that point that he might be moving.
Yeah.
That when I did a draft later with my real friends. I drafted Iheanacho, so yeah.
Well, a lot of listeners since we released, because obviously we released our Togga special, the live podcast, last time. That's the last podcast. If you didn't check that out, check that out. But since then, we've released a blog, and so many of our listeners and Twitter followers have done their own sort of unofficial Gafferazzi Togga drafts, and they are bloody loving it. We've actually got, as well as our blog that I wrote on our website, we've got a blog written by Jack Saunders, who's a listener, who did his own Togga draft because he heard our one and thought it sounded so good. And he's done his own Togga draft. So there's still time to do a Togga draft, guys.
Yeah.
Get in there.
And if you are going to do one, the good advice is, apparently these are good tips we got told by John Montgomery, who came and gave some good advice in part 3 of that podcast.
It was great.
Is one, treat a goalkeeper like a kicker in NFL. You don't need one till the 16th round. Mm. I took one in like the 7th or 8th because I thought that's what you did.
I took two goalkeepers, which was
need two goalkeepers.
You don't need two. That's the problem.
You only need one. Stick to strikers, forwards in the first three. Good defenders apparently go in the 4th, and then goalkeepers not to the 16th. And the rest of it's just have a laugh, and it's quite good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a few of you together and having a couple of drinks. It is good, yeah. So do that. Go and start your own draft league. And if you're struggling for members and you want some more people in your league, just tweet us and we'll retweet it, and if people want to get involved, I'm sure they will.
I saw today, and then this will probably come up when we talk about the regular FPL game, you picked up Carroll on the waiver wire. I think you did, didn't you?
Tom Carroll.
Yeah,
Tom Carroll.
Not the sexy one.
Mm. No, Andy Carroll. Do you know what though, the subject of Tom Carroll comes up a lot
today, very much today, the day we record. On Twitter, it's been a non-stop like argument about him. Apparently, he might be like the very, very, very best pick in FPL.
Yeah.
He's 4.5 million. He might be taking all set pieces. He's going to start all day long. He might even be on penalties.
There's been a Carroll quarrel on Twitter today.
I think he's the ship jump from Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah, well, certainly after watching this go down on Twitter today, I must say I did exactly that. Loftus-Cheek on the bench was gone, and for the same amount I brought in Tom Carroll. Yeah,
a lot of people are saying that Loftus-Cheek isn't going to start.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think the thing with Tom Carroll is Swansea's pre-season, Sigurdsson didn't travel with them. So, yeah. And bookies have him at 1.05 to sign for Everton before the end of the window.
Wow.
Normally, bookies won't shorten to that kind of odds unless it's already done. They know something, or there's so much money staked on it, they don't want people betting on it anymore. So, it looks like it's happening. Tom Carroll, he played it when he went some last season. He got a really good assist up at Anfield when they beat Liverpool. And he, on pre-season, he's taken every set piece in the absence of Sigurdsson. I still don't think he'll take penalties, because I think Tammy Abraham will take penalties, or Llorente might pull rank when he's back.
Yeah.
But if he's taking all corner and free kicks delivering in, then he's not a bad option, is he?
Did he get three pre-season assists in the last pre-season game or something?
in the all pre-season games, yeah.
Oh, he got three.
Yeah.
But if you're getting any assist, you're getting three assists in seven games.
I thought it was three in one game.
No, it was three in the last game.
Can you retract your laugh?
I didn't know anything about that. So
I was just amazed how you divined that information.
Stat man.
But yeah, he's not. I think he's going to be a very popular pick to sit on some benches. But it is that thing that if you're going to pick him and smugly be like, Tom Carroll plays every minute and does this, and then you leave him on the bench anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to be fair, I got excited about it. And because I'm so fickle, I just go with what people say. I'll see a tweet and someone will go, you do know that, what's his tits? Charlie Austin's going to play instead of Gabbiadini. And I'll go, okay, get Charlie Austin. Then someone will go, they've said that Charlie Austin won't be playing. And yeah, it's just like that. And I'm like, constantly, I'll see something. I think, oh, he seems like he knows his onions. So then I'll just...
You know. If you want Tom Carroll, though, if you're...
People, I have done that, yeah. Tom, I did bring him in, to be fair, after all this.
But then
he can
be there on the bench. Tom, the guy that you're going to pay, he's not going to score as big as, obviously, an £8 million. But he's the guy who enables you to get that third big striker or that second big midfielder.
Yeah.
So he can play in your starting 11 and allow you to have two top midfielders or three top strikers.
It's so difficult.
So that's kind of...
The players coming off pre-season form. Because, again, say Burnley... Who's the striker who I picked last season? Was one of
Andre Gray.
Yeah, again, I'm sure he scored four this preseason, which he did last preseason. But then it's obviously different, isn't it, once the league starts?
Totally. And new signings, you know, there's loads of clubs have new signings that your average football fan like us, who don't maybe know the in-depth Portuguese leagues or whatever, don't really know much about them.
Speak for yourself, mate. Speak for yourself.
That's true. Tom does speak French and German. So,
yeah, correct.
We don't know much about them, and it takes time to ease out. So sometimes I think, and we'll talk about this in the tweets because we get asked a bit later about recommendations of cheaper players, but I think sometimes it's good to go with the clubs that you know normally sign well at the beginning of the season. Because let's be honest, a player like Roque Mesa at Swansea, we don't know a lot about him. We don't know a lot about the foreign players who come in who we've never seen before if they're not in the Champions League. So there's a lot of wait and see, isn't there?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And, you know, someone like Tom Carroll, he may just be this season's, you know, equivalent of Andre Gray last year, because everyone was talking about Andre Gray last year before it started. And it was,
but then, as we well know, 3 weeks in, there's an Etienne Capoue emerges.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, shit. So we have to have this guy on my side. Otherwise you're losing ground within a month on everyone.
Absolutely.
So it's so much we won't know until that first week comes in. But, but yeah, obviously we are going to cover all your questions and talk a lot more about the actual fantasy football because you guys have tweeted us loads of questions and Facebook us questions that we're going to try and give good advice to. Yeah, exactly. Normally this time I'd be looking at a clock going, are we nearly done? But I ain't got a clue.
Yeah. Sorry, I was supposed to give you the cornetto.
The secret signal.
What was
the cornetto signal?
Cornetto, wasn't it?
I don't know. You might have made that up.
Choc ice. I'm getting because we said it last time. You were like, oh, when it gets to 15 minutes, just sort of slowly put the word choc ice just slyly into the sentence, and I did it. And
you did it brilliantly.
It was all right, but in hindsight, someone said it sounded quite racist. Go back and listen to that if you want.
I didn't take that as that at all. I thought it was really good. But is this you giving me the choc ice signal?
Yeah, sorry.
Pretty subtle, eh?
Choc ice.
Anyway, guys, that's pretty much all we've got time for part one. But coming up in part two, we're going to go through all your tweets, your Facebook questions, some emails in the social media segment. And in part three, we've actually got a fixture list to look forward to. We've got bringing back an old classic feature where we review a team and quiz, big time quiz. I've got a quiz to start off. I'm the quiz master this season, which I'm very excited about in Tom versus Ash. But all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. Coming into part two, so this is the social segment where we go through some of your questions, your tweets, your Facebooks, your emails, normally about the game week, all things fantasy football, some things very much not fantasy football. But you'll notice it's all business at the moment, Tom and Ash. They know the season's coming.
Yeah.
So they're thick and fast.
Absolutely, yeah, and, there's a lot of questions.
So there's no messing about. They don't want jokes. They don't want talks about big cats or ninjas or homeless. They want fantasy football stuff.
Probably less questions about fucking baked beans this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There might be less about baked beans or what we, yeah, you know, what we put on our roast dinner, which is a usual Gaffer Tapes question from our fans. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to start with a section that goes with a very famous jingle that goes a little bit like this.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/ the Gaffer Tapes.
There you go. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, it is also another Gaffer tradition where listeners, uninvited but very welcome, just send us jingles that they've decided to make up for parts of the show that we didn't really know were segments.
Yeah.
And we love it. So that was one of them last year, and it's now become a thing.
Who sent that in? Can we remember?
Jammy.
Oh, of course.
Jammy. And then he turned that into, yeah, it was his into a message alert.
Yeah, every time we got a text, he did that, and he went, "It's doing my girlfriend's head in." This is lovely.
It was Jammy. Very funny. But yeah, we have had a couple of good Facebook questions, actually. So first off, we've got one from a name I don't recognise, actually, is Paul Buchanan. I remember Neil Buchanan from Art Attack.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Who's not dead. There was always a rumour that he died.
Was there?
But he's not dead.
You started that terrible rumour.
It did the rounds, a vicious one, like Zach Morris from Sabre the Bell or Keenan.
Oh, I tell you what, I remember hearing that Zach Morris one, yeah. Yeah, when I was
when
a
he's
teenager,
not dead
everyone
at all.
Going, you know he's dead. You know he's dead.
He's the star of hit comedy drama Franklin and Bash.
Yeah.
So right. He isn't dead. And who isn't dead? Paul Buchanan's not dead either.
Hey.
Facebook, that's a question. He said, which Liverpool asset are you favouring? I've had Mane in from the start, but with Firmino looking good and being on pens, if Milner isn't going to start? Good question. What do we think, Ash?
Yeah, interestingly, I changed my team around today to put Firmino in, who a couple of weeks ago we were slagging off and I was saying,
yeah.
Terrible pick because he's been moved from midfield to striker.
Yeah.
But if Coutinho is off, he's, well, I mean, not that they're fighting for the same position, but I think with Coutinho probably going, he's nailed on to be playing false nine. He's got quite a lot of assists in pre-season. And the one thing I think that makes him better is now they've got like Salah, who's a bit faster. Like Coutinho doesn't really run beyond in line.
He's not a traditional, like Salah's a bit more of a traditional wide player as well. And he's going to be further forward. Salah won't really have any defensive responsibilities.
Exactly. So I think that's going to help him. So, and he's not too expensive. What, 8.5?
Yes.
So I think he comes around. I like him and Salah. Sort of gone off Milner. Now.
Yeah, same. I think Andy Robertson's going to play.
Yeah, whereas a couple of weeks ago, it seemed totally the other
Milner
way, didn't it?
Well,
I've got to stick to my guns because I, like, on TalkSport, I said that I think Firmino's a dud for this year as a pick. But I do see your point, and I do think maybe with Coutinho going, more responsibility falls on his shoulders. But is a forward who assists enough? Because I still don't think he's going to score you 15 goals.
Yeah, but he's not that expensive. I mean, if he assists every week, the problem is Liverpool's so unpredictable. Like, they have great weeks and terrible weeks. If they
I think it's worth risking it. What are their first fixtures? Watford and Palace. Worth seeing what they do. Although then they normally do better against the better teams, don't they?
So maybe
they'll start shit.
But then you've got to be thinking, Watford and Palace are the teams where they could rack up. Someone could rack up points. We don't know who yet, but someone in Liverpool could rack up some points.
In fact,
it's so tough because I wanted, ever since they signed Salah, I've wanted him in my sides.
He's been in a lot of teams, which I thought was surprising. He's quite expensive.
Their first five games, actually. So they've got Watford and Palace, but then they've got Arsenal and Man City, who are obviously big teams, but it's not Chelsea or Man United, who are good defensively. Arsenal and City aren't traditionally, are they?
And it's where they perform, Liverpool, like you say, in those kind of fixtures at the moment. But I like Salah and I want him, but I honestly think Sadio Mane has the potential to be the best player in the league. I think he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like he's so, so good when he's fit, and he is fit right now. So, but you're right, 8.5 is cheap. And actually, we were talking about in part one, weren't we? If you get a couple of Tom Carrolls, 8.5 could be your third striker.
Yeah,
if you balance your budget right.
That is decent.
If Firmino's your number one striker or your number two striker, you know, if he's instead of Lukaku, then no. But if you can muscle in a Lukaku, a Morata, and a Firmino in a front three, which you can because of those pricings, if that you find a couple of Tom Carrolls, then that seems quite appealing, doesn't it?
Definitely.
I'd like to offer up Alan Banana for you all.
That's a terrible suggestion.
He's injured now, isn't he? He's been in a couple of drafts of my team in and out.
Did you pick him in the draft injured. League?
No, I didn't. No, I took him.
I fucking took him.
Did you?
Which I was happy with because I'm a big fan of Alan.
Yeah, I think he's great. Like I say, he was in the first and probably third and fifth drafts of my FPL team. He's obviously not in now because he's passed away, bless him. But that's a shame.
I would have said
Alan Banana, definitely.
Big question though. Do you not think that this isn't a Facebook one? It's just me.
Oh, okay.
If Liverpool do sell Coutinho now for what could be 100 million, because let's be honest, if you've just been given £200 million for Neymar, you're not going to get a bargain on your next signing.
No,
surely if Liverpool get that kind of money, they don't need to replace like for like because they're so stacked for, you know, there's Salah, Mane, Firmino in the further back. They've got Wijnaldum, Henderson, Milner, Chan. That midfield's so stacked. Then they need a number nine, like an actual number nine.
I don't think they were. I don't think that's how they play, is it? I can't see them. Who would they buy in with 100 million? I don't know. I can't see
it. I know it is difficult who it there is because obviously all the players they want Lewandowski or Aubameyang, they're not getting them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it is tricky, but say I know he can't now because he's being linked to bigger things, but say they could have got an Mbappe.
They've got loads of people if they're done.
My point is, if Coutinho goes, could it actually risk Firmino's place as a striker because they might have to go out and sign one? Because the pressure from the fans to use that money is going to be insane.
I think it solidifies it. The other thing is, if they do sell him, you're going to know that they'd be being linked with people already.
Well, to answer Paul's question, then I still think Mane, but Ash thinks Firmino, and Tom thinks a guy who's out for 2 months.
Yeah.
So hopefully that clears your decision up in some
sort of
way.
Sums us up, doesn't it? Really? And they were our picks for the season.
It really does. And then a quick question from Facebook as well, from Mahesh Jagadeesan. He said, for the love of God, please talk about cheap third strikers. It's doing my head in.
Right.
Oh,
this is where I'm happy to take the ball and run with it, boys. If Charlie Austin is playing, I think Charlie Austin, Southampton's run is unbelievable.
What's his price though? What's the bump?
6.5. I do have Charlie Austin, which has let me, at the moment, I have Charlie Austin and I have Kane and Lukaku.
Okay.
So 6.5 for him. And I think, I might be wrong, Gabbiadini is also equally as cheap, maybe 0.5 mil more.
But that's because you don't know which one to pick.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a potential option if you have a bit more insight than me and know who's playing. But I mean, Chicharito, everyone's got him.
Yeah,
mil.
He is a big one.
I don't think he
asks for a cheap third striker though, I think he means the old traditional 5.5 or 6.
Okay.
Like your Callum Wilson, your Andre Gray's back in the day.
What's your man at Swansea who's on?
He's mine.
Yeah.
Tammy Abraham.
Abraham's, that's it.
I've kind of championed him so much I can't now back down.
Mm.
I think for a couple of reasons. I said it in part one slightly. Sometimes if you don't know much about a player, you have to go sometimes with the club sort of historical signings and what works and who gets it right more than they don't. Swansea are so economical with their signings because they obviously don't have the budget that everyone else has. If you think over the last few seasons, sort of as a 5-6 years in the Premier League, whatever they've been, Michu, Bonny, Llorente, like they've done well.
Very good, very good signed. FPL picks as well. They've always been.
But that's what I mean. So they've always delivered in that sense. And I don't think they go into something kind of half-cocked. And I know Tammy Abraham's on loan, so he's not been as much of a financial risk, but I think he's there to play. He banged in a lot of goals for Brentford last year in a not that spectacular side. I think he's going to do very, very well. So he's definitely going to be in mine. So that's my suggestion.
That's good. Talking of Tammy Abraham, the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, we have a little wager with another fantasy football podcast known as the Dream Team, the official Dream Team FC podcast of the Sun newspaper. Because obviously on TalkSport, you gave Tammy Abraham as your little tip. And the guy from Dream Team said Dwight Gale. And we had a little Twitter exchange with the lads, and we said that we were going to, well, this was you. You said, we'll have a little wager and see if we can get some free stuff off the Dream Team. And they offered us a bag of tangerines and a broken stapler. So.
Yeah. And I said, you're on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on. So yeah, they're up for that. So, I could do
Who scores
bag
more
of,
goals it is rather than points. But yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you have gone with, Ash? Have I made the right choice? Tammy Abraham or Dwight Gale?
Oh yeah. I really like Tammy Abraham. He's in, pre-season is another one. He's done really well. Him and Tom Carroll together. Been like a well good partnership. I quite like two I really like as a player. Who's the other striker they've got? Ayew. Jordan Ayew. Yeah, I don't know who they play, whether they'll all play together.
Jordan Ayew is like an industrious striker. So he harries, he closes down, he puts pressure on defenders, but he's not really a goal scorer. Like he does do well, Andre Ayew is another example of Swansea getting it right as well, actually. He was another FPL great pick over the last few years. But I do like Jordan Ayew. I think if I was a fan of Swansea, I'd like him for his work rate. But from a fantasy football point of view, I don't think he's that great. I think
if he played all season, he costs nothing. But it's only 5 million. And maybe in like a draft league, he'd be better. Probably in draft, he's probably really good. But if you ever watch them play, it's just like constantly gets mentioned, which is always to me a good sign.
He's very he does close down a lot and works hard a lot. Dwight Gale's another example. A lot of people will be looking to get him in, but they're sharing minutes. Perez, Mitrovic and Gale kind of all get a good amount of minutes, but they do all get game time.
How mental you don't know is it when. That, Ayoze Perez, literally talk of the town, is higher value than Mitrovic?
Well, because Mitrovic is, he didn't really deliver in the Premier League, obviously. They went down and he didn't really deliver there either. So, I don't know. I really like Dwight Gale as a player, but I'd have Abraham. He's my pick for that. But good question.
Well, there's a bag of bloody tangerines on it, mate. So it's
and a stapler, mate. Everyone needs a stapler. But that does lead us in nicely. So I had that little, Twitter argument, not argument, but bet with...
They were very nice. They followed us on Twitter as well. They were very nice.
I know, right?
So take BFF now, aren't they?
So before we jump off, what about Berahino? Who scores every year.
I know.
But not too long ago, he was like 150 point a year striker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was 20 million linked to Spurs, to Liverpool, England squad. He clearly hasn't got it upstairs, but he's a good player.
That's libelous, surely.
What?
He hasn't got it upstairs.
No, he lives in a bungalow.
Oh, right. Not a bungalow.
He lives in a bungalow.
Fine. The lawyers have said that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But he is a good player. Again, I don't know much about their pre-season, but if he's played, he's a good player.
He's
a good draft pick, like you say, Ash, as well, as one where you just keep him so no one else can have him, just in case he starts like a rocket.
Yeah,
racking up.
So obviously we had that debate with Dream Team on Twitter, so it might as well lead us to our next set of questions that you sent us on Twitter in a little segment called
Tweets for my Tweet.
Who's asking?
Who is asking?
Who is actually asking?
Do you know what? Matthew Lester's asking. And Matthew Lester says, and I decided to go with this one first because it is the big question, really, isn't it? At this point in the season, last year, I remember we did a poll, it was everything. It was, who do you have, Ibrahimovic or Aguero? Well, this year, The main question is, and Matthew Lester asks us at the Gaffer Tapes, he says, if you had to choose between Kane or Lukaku, who would you go for and why?
I can't believe this is even a question.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy good question, Uncle Lester.
Shit. Well done. Yes.
If the question was Lester. If the question was, who'd you go for, Kane or Aguero?
Yeah.
Kane and Lukaku isn't even a serious question, is it?
Go on.
Come on, you've embarrassed yourself here, mate.
What are you saying?
Well, you know what? Who do you think?
I've gone both in my team, mate. I couldn't decide between them.
Craig?
I think Lukaku.
It's got to be Lukaku.
Well, Kane. Kane is the golden child, is the golden boot. Double, triple golden boot, boy.
Yeah.
Double golden boot.
But he's still playing away from home every game this year.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But then
and Lukaku
was scoring away from home last season.
He scored 12 in 14 away from home last year.
Right, okay, so that's fine. So I was having this conversation with somebody else. So he scored 12 in 14, but home he scored something like 16 in 14, right?
Yeah.
So he's still better at home just because...
Of course he is, but everyone is.
Well, that's my point then, isn't it? So why would you pick someone who's going to be playing away from home?
But let's say he scores 12 in 14, times that by 2, and he scores 24 goals. You'd still take that.
Exactly. But what's Lukaku going to score? Who isn't
playing? Well, I don't know. I know what you mean. It is a big thing for Spurs. My bigger worry would be Kane's obviously fantastic. Spurs haven't signed anyone. And it's a worry. Will they get left behind with both competitions? Will Kane play less minutes? I don't know. I made that sound like the end of a really cheesy cop show. Will Kane get left behind? It's like Batman and Robin.
Find out next week.
I would, obviously.
As an Arsenal fan, obviously, I'm hoping that, you know, Spurs had their moment in the sun, they had their chance, they fucked it. But, I just think that lad is fucking talented. And I do think he is going to bang in goals.
Let me just caveat my point.
Yeah.
By saying, I don't think, that doesn't mean to say that I think Kane's a bad pick at all.
No, that's it.
But just between the two,
They could end up being 20 points of in each other.
Like,
so
if you've got,
it's much of a muchness.
The other thing is, if you've got a couple of other Man United players for some reason. Like, say maybe if you've got, like, Mkhitaryan isn't necessarily the worst pick.
Yeah, I've got Pogba myself.
So then maybe you'd go Kane because you don't want to overcommit.
Yeah.
So I can understand it from that point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I plan on having Pogba and Lukaku.
Yeah, I've got Pogba, Kane and Lukaku. Pogba, obviously, there's the talk of, because of Matic being there, it means that Pogba's going to play just off the strikers and it's going to be his season and all this shit.
Oh, shit.
And then people are watching Mkhitaryan playing more and they want him as well. It's a tough choice. Knee one's the wrong choice. It's fine.
Interesting quiz question for you. Mm. Who is the third highest picked striker at the minute in the game?
Wayne Rooney.
Chicharito.
Correct. Wayne Rooney was a good guess.
Oh.
So it's Lukaku, Kane, Chicharito. Who's the 10th?
Oh, God.
Well, that's almost impossible.
Lacazette?
Nope.
Jermaine Defoe.
Fifth. Jermaine Defoe's done it. He's higher. Jermaine Defoe's higher than this person.
Yeah.
Aguero.
Aguero.
I know.
Aguero's lower pick than Benteke, Defoe, Jesus, Rooney, Lacazette, Firmino,
and a guy who has delivered consistently every single year.
Mm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like people, I don't know, it's just like someone started some kind of rumour or bandwagon.
Aguero's a nonce, pass it on.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know, it's a strange
one.
It might
libelous.
Just be that, yeah, that's true. No, when you say nonce, you mean...
he owns a bungalow.
He has a bungalow, he's got a bungalow. That's it, not a problem. Don't worry about it, mate. You got a bungalow. We got another tweet from JM, J-Man.
J-Man.
New tweeter as well, I believe. With Trippier.
Can we just say, sorry, J-Man, I've just seen the thing, right? You know when you, at the end of the podcast, you read out your Twitter and you do @the_Tom_Holmes, follow me on Twitter for Big Cat Sightings, and you do that. J-Man's Twitter handle, right? When someone asks him, he has to say this, right? So he'll be like, oh, J-Man, I want to catch you on Twitter. You're a hoot. And he'll go, yeah, I'm @J-Man. That's @J_A_Y_M_A_N_N.
Sorry, could you say that again? I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, no, it's at @J_fucking_L, J-Man.
Yeah, I know. I thought that. I thought my one was bad.
But thanks for tweeting in, buddy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, mate. Appreciate it. Do you know what? Just to annoy him, let's not even read out his question now. We're just going to take the mic out of your Twitter handle.
We have to read out his question.
He says, with Trippier potentially out for the start, any options you'd recommend at the 5.5 mil mark? Good question. Again, I'll jump in here, lads. I'll take this one. Don't you worry. Ryan Bertrand for me. Again, Southampton's run is amazing. Bertrand is 5.5. Or Cedric, who I've got, 5 mil.
Yeah, he's cheaper.
Last year, 102 points. He's going to start. He's going to play. 102 points last year for 5 mil. That's pretty good.
Lindelof's a popular pick as well.
Van Dijk, yeah.
Yeah, Lindelof.
Van Dijk does say he's gone yellow, bless him. A bit of jaundice about him, but... Again, 5.5, you can't really go wrong with...
He's going to play somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
When he's going to play somewhere. Perfect. I think I said this, I talked about this on TalkSport. You've got to look at defences last year where there is a lot of value outside the top clubs.
Mm.
Stoke, Everton and Southampton were all top 10 clean sheets. And yeah. Some people look at like goals against, but that's misleading because obviously you don't earn points per goals against, you earn it per clean sheet. And so those teams are in top 10 clean sheets. So those are always three teams always to go to if you're in need of a defender and you need some stability.
Yeah.
But also, why not go like for like and bring in Walker Peters at 4.5 million?
Yeah.
I think
the young Tottenham right back who's
likely to play. I'm surprised so many people going for Trippier, you know?
I'm
surprised there are so many people going for Trippier. Everyone tweeting their teams, they've all got Trippier in there.
It's because obviously they wanted a Spurs right back with Walker gone. They haven't signed anyone. And you're getting a Spurs right back who's undervalued for I guess, a little bit. But yeah. He's not a bargain at 5.5, though.
No, 5.5 is still a lot of money.
It is.
Considering when Van Dijk goes, Sydney Andrew had a transfer request yesterday. He's only 5.5, so imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
Although if he goes to Liverpool, it doesn't matter because they're shit in defence. But
he's a goal scorer, isn't he?
Yeah. Van Dijk. People shouldn't forget about McCauley, 5 mil.
He's injured for the beginning of the season, though.
Yeah. He's already suspended at the moment.
Jackie Elker at Everton, I think, is a good pick.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
I don't think he'll play, though.
They just spent 30 million on Michael Keane.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I think there is value at Everton, obviously, but they've signed so many players, they've become difficult to know what they're going to like. I just think it's a risk at first because you don't know he's going to play. There's talk of Sissoko filling in at right wing back.
Yeah.
But Kyle Walker-Peters, he's England under 20 fullback. He has a strangely similar name to Kyle Walker, obviously. But if he comes in like for like, you're getting 2 months or however long Trippier's out for of a Spurs right back at 4.5 million. Obviously, we don't know who he is, but he's collectively scoring Tottenham valued defence points.
What's this guy's name again?
Kyle Walker-Peters.
So, 100% that is the pick because every time Craig has ever mentioned somebody, he's got some sort of weird Tottenham forum he goes on.
Yeah.
Obviously, every time someone gets injured, he's like, oh yeah, they've got this young guy, Philip Bobby Pants. And he immediately goes in and does really
He's got a really good record.
Yeah.
Philip Bobby Pants went to PSG for 221 million euros last week. It didn't make much press because it wasn't the record. No.
But Craig does have a really good record of picking these, actually. So remember that.
Listen to Craig.
He did it last season and this season before.
Yeah, and I've been on TalkSport and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's probably worth saying. But yeah, good question. Thanks, at J_A_, you know.
That guy. We had another new tweeter. Dylan Bate said, am I stupid for starting with no Primo forwards?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is a little bit
silly. Yeah, you are, mate. Where are you spending it?
Unless you've got Sanchez. I mean, really, who would you have? De Bruyne, Sanchez, Ali.
I mean, there is a lot to be said for, like, not to make too much fun of Dylan Bate at Super Dizza.
Super Dizza.
Midfielders are, you know, the top. Kane was the top scoring forward last year, and he ranks fourth on the midfielder list last year.
Yeah.
You compare points.
But I think it's whether Sanchez would do it again. And I'm just assuming that he's just got like a mental midfield of like five.
It's not necessarily stupid if he's got three of the top four scorers. If he's got Ali and Sanchez and Eriksen or you know, that kind of thing. But I think it's a big risk because in the FPL format, everyone's going to be moving away from you very, very quickly if Lukaku or Kane start strong.
That's very true. I'll just give you another quick couple of, I hope that answered your question, Super Dizza. I'm just going to give you a couple of quick ones, mate, because I forgot to give you the chalk ice about 8 minutes ago.
Right.
FPL Creep at Patrick Ennis 7. He said, hi guys, I'm looking for a decent forfeit for my regular mini league. Lots of smack talk between us, so need something harsh for last place. We have had this before a couple of years ago. A few people tweeted us this. What are we thinking? Just something, obviously not anything.
I was thinking this. What you should do is, you've got a proper group of people, not a bunch of pussies.
Get tone! Is that what you're gonna say? Get gaffer tapes tattoo.
Get a tattoo.
But no,
what you should do if it's a regular league where you play, I think you should get something like a it's like a check mark. You know where someone's like writing on chalk on a prison wall? They go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 What's the name of that thing?
Yeah, like the
lock. Yeah, score, I think.
Yeah. You should have something like that done, like a little, you like keep tattooing your scores on you.
Yeah.
Like, so each year.
What, so like if you win it, you get a star tattooed above your nipple.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Like a teardrop next to your eye, like when people kill cops in America.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Or if you come last. Yeah.
As a forfeit, do what we did when we lost our mini leagues. We started a podcast as a forfeit and hoped that people would listen to it. And here we are 4 years later. So I do like what the Sport Bible, Lad Bible boys did. They went away on some like trip abroad and did a walk of atonement, like Game of Thrones, the loser.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, that's
had to do,
yeah.
They
that's
had to do good. Like shame.
Naked. Shame. Were they all naked, like spitting at him and stuff?
Yeah, maybe not that far, but yeah, nice. Good question though. Cheers, Creep.
Lovely. And just one final one. Just when we thought we didn't have any baked bean related questions, old Sabzi from South Africa. Sabzi says, "Hello, lads. Apart from mayonnaise, what's best served with baked beans?"
Now,
the reason he says that is because he tweeted a picture of his breakfast, and I tweeted back, and I went, "What the fuck is wrong with your beans, mate?" Because they looked anemic. I said, "What the fuck is wrong with your beans?" And he went, "What's wrong? What? Don't you put mayonnaise in your beans?" And that just opened a whole world of debate.
Yeah. I mean, that's disgusting.
That is genuinely one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. Putting mayonnaise in your beans.
What if you were having like a jacket potato?
Do you know what?
With beans, Ash. Come on.
Not mayonnaise and beans. You can't. And it went all like a horrible cut. Oh, it was.
Of course it did. He put mayonnaise in his beans.
Not in it, but what if you had mayonnaise on the side?
Yeah.
For what?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I've probably had a mouthful of food that has contained both baked beans and mayonnaise, but to mix them together, you should have seen it. It looked fucking horrible.
It was bad enough that it should be the answer to the FPL Creeps question as a forfeit.
Oh, yeah. You have to eat mayonnaise and baked beans.
It was honestly disgusting, and it's unacceptable.
It looked really
good. And it's that kind of shit that will get you kicked out of our league.
Have you ever thought about a sprinkling of cheese?
Yeah, just a lovely little bit of cheese.
Yeah, sure, on beans, no problem. But mayo.
Yeah.
Not the mayo. Anyway, is that all of our tweets?
That's all the tweets. Yeah, let's do a cheeky little email before we wrap this part up. Before we do this, a quick shout-out to someone who emailed us. We get new listeners get in touch. We get listeners who have listened for a while to get in touch. This guy's listened pretty much from the start. He says he's listened for 3 years. Craig, do you want to read out his name?
Yeah. If you are a new listener and your name is like Paul Smith or Paul Smith Bob Jones, send us an email. Yeah. Otherwise, maybe not. Or maybe write your name down phonetically.
No, go on. Craig, do it.
Shout out for Christian Valstaga. Christian Valstaga.
Yeah. Can you just say it with like commitment, like, oh, that's going to be right.
Christian Valstaga, yeah, it might not
be. He's probably like, you racist son of a bitch.
At least
you kind of learn pretty big boy broadcasting shit when you go on national radio stations like TalkSport.
True, that.
Yeah. So we got a email from Christian. Thanks for getting in touch. But the email we're going to read out was from... No, that was just a shout because his email wasn't one of
it was nice to get in touch after 3 years, but your email was shit.
No, it was good, but it was quite specific to a certain thing that he asked us to do.
Right, okay.
We do our own webcam shows now. It was quite disgusting, stuff he wanted us to do, but we did it because we'll do anything for money. We got a email from... Craig, do you want to read this?
Sure, I think you want me to, so I will.
Yeah.
We got an email, said, "Hi there, new listener here. Just wondering your opinion on being able to view teams." Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? "As I feel it causes teams within a league to replicate each other, causing a deadlock."
Deadlock.
"What are your views?" In Sky Fantasy, you can lock your team, causing mystery, on as to how you're getting your points. And then there's a couple of hashtags, but they're all so close, it's quite hard.
Toys out the pram early doors.
Oh, hashtag toys out the pram early doors and hashtag would moan about free hit and a blowy.
We had a lot of people tweet us about that. Yeah. And that was by Craig Lawrence. Sorry, Craig Lawrence.
Good question,
us,
Craig.
Emailed us
what do you think? Do you think there should be a blackout for like not seeing each other's teams?
No, I think you should be able to see them.
You should be forced to see each other's teams.
Yeah, it's annoying that I can't see your teams.
But then I've been in a league once years ago, it was between me and him. I was in second, and in the he kept his wild card, and in the last week he just wild carded to the exact same team I had.
Is that why Craig's so pissed off?
No.
So that I couldn't beat him.
That's mental.
No, because you can't see their team till the week starts anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can only
but you know from the week before he could have had his squad was only going to be one wrong pretty much as to what mine was.
Well, that's interesting. So first of all, you can only see what they did, so you can't just copy whoever's top of the world every week. But with the new chip, if you save it till the last week, they can't do it. You could just fucking randomize your team. So one week, you know people can't copy.
Free hit chip.
Free hit chip. I do think it is a good point, and there is a good question, Craig, you can see each other's teams, but I don't think we have that option.
Mm. No, it's a terrible idea.
No.
All right, Craig, Ash has been very rude. It's been a terrible idea. I think it's
well,
right.
No, it's nice of him to email in with his terrible ideas, but that's
so
cool.
So if you want to email in, tweet us on Facebook us and let us be that rude to you or talk about your dinner offensively, then please do. You can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com or you can get us at facebook.com/thegaffertapes and you can get in touch any one of those three ways. Lots and lots of great questions there, which is why we've gone on so long, but it was brilliant to get all your proper fantasy football questions at the beginning of the season. I'm sure they'll get more ridiculous as the season goes on, but that's fine. And next week we'll have results to talk about and you can already start laughing at us for how wrong we got it. So that's all of your questions. In part three, we're going to have an actual look at the actual real life fixture list. Well, hey, put our necks on the line with our picks for the season. And then it is time for a quiz. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. In a minute, we're just going to go through all of the game week one fixtures and make our picks for the season, not just for the week. And of course, we've got a quiz coming up in a bit where it's Tom versus Ash. But first, we're going to bring back an old feature way back from season one where we cast an expert eye over one of our listeners' teams.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a feature from season one, which was let's like talk really quietly and like about stuff we don't know
with no listeners.
With no listeners,
We're going to do a feature from series one. So if about 18,000 of you could turn off your podcast right now,
yeah,
that'd
be good.
Then we're going to do that. But no, we're not. It's going over a team of a listener, and we're starting. Obviously, it's one of the perks of being a Patreon.
Yes,
is that we ridicule / analyze your team. So we are doing it for none other than, well, you can introduce it, boys. Who are we doing it for?
We're doing it for King of the Patrons, Johnny Worthington.
Little Johnny Worthers.
Little Johnny Worthers, yes.
Who's a long-time gafferazzi and big-time pledger. And we're going to go through his team that he sent us nicely. He doesn't mind. Hashtag balls. That's proper hashtag balls.
That's proper hashtag
Not just balls. Tweeting it, it but is. Sending it to us. So right. I've got a team up in front of me. Hopefully you boys have
we
too.
We do indeed.
Firstly, it's striking. I'll read the names from the and then we'll go through it. But I'll read the names of the goalkeepers and defenders because I think you'll realise a theme, Ash. He's got Foster and Forster, which I swear is just to be funny anyway.
Yeah.
It is
pretty.
And then his back five, no one costs over 5 million.
No.
It's Lascelles at Newcastle, Scott Dan, Dawson, Daniels and Ake at Bournemouth. Daniels and Ake. No one costs above 5 million, which I presume is to get him some good shit later on.
Yeah.
What do we think, Ash?
Well, I think go through the rest of the team.
You want the whole team, do you?
Yeah.
Is that what you need?
Yeah.
He needs his info. So that's his back five and two goalkeepers. His midfield five. He's got Eriksen, Pogba, which is obviously 9.5 and 8 million. Mm. And then he's got, Redmond and Tadic at Southampton. So he's got a Southampton pair. And then he's got Grov, which I don't know how you pronounce that letter.
It's not a real letter, is it?
It's not a real letter.
Okay, it looks
and
like
maybe that's why he's so cheap.
Yeah.
But Grov. Yeah. And then up front, he's got Kane and Lukaku, and his third striker is J Rodriguez at West Brom. I think is going to be a popular pick, to be honest.
I feel that I've got Kane and Lukaku and Pogba, and I've got Dele Alli instead of Eriksen, so that's the same money. But I don't feel like I've skimped as much as he has. It feels like he's
Yeah.
He should have a couple
of standout players there.
It's like when you look at his defence and his goals, you think, oh, here's the rest of his team's going to be fucking mental. He's going to have like Messi up front.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think it's because his defence makes you feel like the midfield's going to be stronger. Because obviously Kane, Lukaku and Rodriguez, that's a strong front three. So he's managed to get Kane and Lukaku in. Defenders have paid the price. Mm. But I feel like you're expecting one midfielder to be better.
I like the Redmond and Tadic, both 6.5. And obviously,
I don't see the point
in
having them both, if I'm honest.
Yeah, maybe not. But Southampton has just got such a good run. I'd maybe get rid of one of them. I'd probably get rid of Tadic and maybe bring in like a Southampton defender for one of them boys that you got there.
I would do the exact opposite.
There you go.
I'd get rid of Redmond. Okay. And that's it.
You just have 14 players.
I think it's cool. I see what you've tried to do. Say if you've got five midfielders, are you ever going to play? You can rotate them around, but you can't because you've got two Bournemouth defenders anyway. You're never going to play five at the back.
It's a lot.
If you're doing this anyway, you may as well just ditch one of them and go for a 4 million defender. Give you a bit more money.
Daniels is it.
Or Carl Walker-Peters at 4.5.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in the two Bournemouth defenders, if I'm honest. No, me neither. But then the 6.5 midfielder one's an interesting one because my instant thought was, right, he can do better for a 6.5 midfielder. But when you search your midfielders with a maximum price of 6.5, the most appealing names that pop up are people like Tadic and Redmond.
If he could get 0.5 mil from somewhere, maybe from at the back, you could get rid of Tadic or Redmond and you could bring in
Zaha
or Fabregas.
Oh.
I think Fabregas is going to play.
If he plays, he's a mental pick.
Yeah.
I think Zaha's the top scoring £7 million or less midfielder from last year.
Yeah.
But
and I think he's only going to get better.
And I think with Hazard being out, I think Fabregas will play.
Even if he plays deep, if he's first choice, his like minutes per, score per minute for Fabregas is just mental. Yeah.
Yeah, his score per minute, but score per minute doesn't mean shit.
No, that's right.
Really.
No, but I think he will get the minutes at the start of the season, I think. And Chelsea's run's it's not bad for first couple of games.
I personally think it's pretty short, isn't it? Mm. I think Zaha's a must have at 7 million. I just think he's in for a big season. Like the thing with Zaha is he should have always had more assists, which he started to get to his game. But a lot of that was because he's at Palace. His chances created is very high. Palace just never had anyone to finish the fucking, to make it an assist.
Mm.
I think he's, and I don't know, and then there's Arne Arnautovic as well, but he's gone yellow at 7 million. But
Palace,
I don't know.
Palace's opening game at home to Huddersfield is pretty tasty looking, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I think that defence is, I don't know why, it's just quite uninspiring, isn't it?
I'd take out Dawson, get in someone cheap as you like, and you can stick a mill on someone like Ake. And get a 6 mil defender like David Luiz or someone.
Yeah, I would, although I normally say about having a strong bench, but I think in this case, I would ditch the Huddersfield guy and then use the money to boost Redmond to someone better.
Yeah.
Like 7.5 midfielder.
Fabregas or Zaha or someone like that.
Yeah, or just.
Well, he only needs an extra 0.5, doesn't he, from that?
Yeah.
That's all he needs. So, he needs a £5 million midfielder, so they're quite few and far between.
Matic.
Do you know who is £5 million? And it could be not bad if you don't mind having on your bench. Is either Harry Arter at Bournemouth.
Matic, I've just said it.
Or are you sure?
Terrible bit.
Or Matic.
102 points last season.
Yeah, but he's playing further back.
Yeah, unless he's in draft, in which case I think he's good.
Or Jason Puncheon is £5 million. He's captaining Palace this year.
Yeah, he's a good player as well.
Jason Puncheon. I wonder if he ever plays popular board game, guys.
Yeah. That is an in joke relating to a Patreon only podcast.
It hasn't even come out.
Haven't even got it yet.
We really can't talk about
that,
it.
Now if that doesn't make you want to become a patron of the Gaffer Tapes podcast so you can find out what the fuck that was about, then I don't know what will.
And they don't even know yet.
No, and they don't even know, but that's just something for them to look forward to.
But that's king of the patrons, Johnny Worthington's team.
Enjoy.
And it just proved there for people that you can get it. On paper, you're telling someone, I've got Kane, Eriksen, Lukaku and Pogba all in one squad. It's doable.
Yeah.
With some more improvement.
It's doable. Yeah. So a bit of tinkering, and that could be an incredible team. Could be similar to mine, mate. Bit of tinkering. If you play,
maybe you could reach the dizzy heights of Tommy Holmes.
Where did Wilshere go in the end?
He hasn't.
He hasn't. He's still staying.
That's interesting.
Mm. He's still at Faces in Essex.
And they were talking
smoking
about
smoking fags and shit.
They were talking about how big. Oh, I wonder if he's still available in draft. Could be a good sleeper pick because they keep saying. Well, because they keep saying, pick him up on the waiver wire because they keep talking about how the depth of their squad's too big at Arsenal and they're trying to offload people.
Mm. Oh, they've been desperately trying to offload him. But it's the wage thing. But he nearly went to Turkey at one point.
Mental. I can't believe there's not a Premiership team that would take him.
Yeah.
Well, then again, didn't do much.
Turkey were just on holiday, I was saying.
Yeah, he's just there to get, because the fags are cheap. So you don't want to pay tax and bring him back. Huh? Damaged goods, mate, Wilshere, I'm afraid.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, bless him. A lot of potential.
But yeah.
But yeah, so Johnny, hope you enjoyed that, mate. Game week one, boys.
Woohoo!
Game week one. It's literally here. Friday night football. First of all, this is where you could catch some of your mates out. I don't think anyone was really expecting the season to start August 11th on a Friday night, but it does. So those people that do the last minute tinkering may have forgotten and they'll be waiting for the Saturday.
And they won't have forgotten that the game's on Friday night, but the deadline is whilst people are still at work. And that's a killer.
What time's the deadline? I suppose, deadline's 6:45, isn't it?
Is it not deadline at 5, I thought? There you go. We should know this
kick
stuff.
Kick off at 7:45. Oh, we've failed on podcast game week one to provide the
It is 6:45, but the point is people still be getting home from work.
Nah, not
so,
me.
You know.
Not me. I'll be well on.
No.
But yeah, people down the pub, people going, hey, I'll just have one more drink. Yeah, not a problem. Oh, what's that? Deadline's gone.
Yeah, set an alarm now.
Who's not done their team?
Who hasn't done? Well, you never know.
I've not even started my team.
Is there someone? There's not going to be anybody who's like, oh yeah, cool. I'll just register for the league. So if you haven't picked your team, just auto pick because you can change it.
Yeah.
Who is auto picked their team and is like, well, I'm going to wait till.
I'm going to wait.
Maybe me. Saturday morning.
Craig's now saying he hasn't done his team. That is just.
I haven't.
Such a laid back attitude, isn't
it? I'm too indecisive with it. But anyway, the fixtures are. We've got on Friday night, obviously, Arsenal. Are going to be playing Leicester. The Saturday games, early kickoff is Watford versus Liverpool. Chelsea Burnley already feels like it could be big points. Yep. Crystal Palace Huddersfield.
I like that. For Benteke was in my team for a long, long time, but just because of that opening fixture. And after they play Liverpool, they got some decent fixtures as well.
What were Huddersfield like last year? Do you know, Craig?
They got promoted
last year.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
They've signed 11 players.
Oh.
So I looked over and over at their players about who's a good pick, and Aaron Moy, you think, okay, maybe because he's a set piece guy, but not that great. And it is worth noting, but last year there were a few bargains to be had in defenders because Middlesbrough kept so many clean sheets in the Championship, and that still did try in the Premier League quite well. But Huddersfield, Brighton and Newcastle, none of them. They all conceded about 11, 12 more goals over the course of the season than Borough did the year before. So it isn't value in defence, really, for Huddersfield either. So it's tricky to find any of their players appealing yet because they've signed so many new players. So it's a wait-and-see job, I think, for them. Everton at home to Stoke, which could already sounds boring, but Everton have signed loads of players, so who knows?
Spent a lot of money.
Southampton, Swansea, West Brom, Bournemouth, Brighton have a horrendous start, but they're at home, but to Man City. And if you can guess the Man City lineup, then you could score a lot of points, but who the fuck can?
Yeah, exactly.
Spurs. Yes, mate.
Before we carry on. In the last Man City friendly, they fucking slaughtered West Ham.
Yeah.
They were playing the most mental formation. They were playing three
in goal. That's three. Illegal already.
They were playing 3-3-2-2. So three centre-backs, a holding midfielder, two wing-backs, two attacking midfielders, and two strikers. So they were playing Jesus and Aguero.
That is 10 players. Yeah. 10 outfield players.
And then De Bruyne and Silva behind them.
Yeah.
With then one player holding.
Mm.
And then Mendy and Walker.
Yeah.
He's just trying. He doesn't know what to do with him, does he? That's
going
to be
such a mess. So every so often, like a team like Real Madrid will try and play the magic roundabout, which is where you play two holding midfielders, two attacking midfielders and two strikers, and it never works. It's always awful.
It's only six players. That's where they're going wrong.
Yeah, that's good. And then so you play four at the back and you try and play with like your wingers, your like wing backs doing the whole pitch. So it's like they're trying to do it now, obviously, but with a holding midfielder. I'm not sure, but it does mean that there's the potential to play that Aguero and Jesus would both play.
But who's got the balls to do it in game week one to go like, fuck it, I'm playing Aguero.
At least they're playing, I guess then again, if they are going to do it, away at Brighton is the place. If you're going to go for the magic roundabout, why not do it there?
Yeah. I love the fact you called it a magic roundabout.
Yeah, is that thing that's
a proper thing? It's a magic roundabout.
It sounds like you made it sound like an urban legend at school. Like, have you ever tried the magic roundabout?
Do you not remember? Real Madrid played it for a season, and whoever was the manager at the time said, "Oh, it's a magic roundabout made of magic triangles." It's like a really famous thing, and then it sucked.
Yeah,
I don't remember it. It has to be said, but it sounds fascinating.
About the magic roundabout. Tweet us.
You've ever been to the magic roundabout?
Let us know. Email.
Isn't a sex move talked about at secondary school. Newcastle play Spurs on the Sunday. And Man United at home to West Ham. Nice, easy start for West Ham, Ash.
Oh, if you were thinking, then again, Spurs have got Newcastle, haven't they? If you were thinking you weren't going to get Lukaku in your team, you are mental. Even if you were going to get it for 1 week, he scores every time he's ever played against West Ham.
Because I can't decide who to put the armband on between Kane and Lukaku.
I'll be captaining Lukaku, I think.
He scores every time they play against West Ham. And Man United beat us every year.
Mm.
It's the perfect score. So obviously, they're not going to score.
They do. I mean, they played Real Madrid tonight. And I was saying to you guys off air when I that luckily we recorded after, because Real Madrid went on some blinding possession run where they had the ball for about 6 minutes solidly. But Pogba, Mkhitaryan, Lukaku did look quite good. And it has to be said, I think Pogba's in for a big season. I think Lukaku's going to be great.
Lukaku has since scored.
I'm going to be starting with him.
Is that correct?
Lukaku did score tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
He scored a couple of goals in pre-season, but I'll be captaining him.
Très intéressant, as they say in France.
Yeah, they do sometimes say. But yeah, they're the fixtures. And we at the beginning of the season will pick a player we think is going to be a kind of a standout that you might not have thought of. So it's not a Lukaku or a Kane, because obviously everyone knows that they should be good.
Well, last year, Craig, you said George Friend, which
I know
wasn't the worst pick.
He got injured, but Middlesbrough defenders was the main point. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, Ash, you said Andre Gray, which obviously didn't quite work out. And I said Callum Wilson, which didn't work out, but, injury again. So this year, boys, what are we saying? What are we saying for our picks this year? This goes on our website, so it's there in indelible ink for 38 game weeks. What are we thinking? Craig, you got any ideas?
I think I've gone so hard on Tammy Abraham. Not Tommy Abraham.
Abraham, that's his brother.
I have to say Tammy Abraham's my guy for the season. I've said it too many times to back out of it now.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to say Tammy Abraham is my pick for the year. do you know what I'm going to go for?
Rolando Ahrens.
I'm not going to. I'm tempted, but I don't think that's going to work. I'm going to go for Kalashinac at Arsenal.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go for him because I think, he's looked very good. It's not just because he scored in the Community Shield, but I've seen a bit of Arsenal pre-season football and he has looked very good. I think he could be just what we need.
And he's handsome.
He is, again, he's up there with the more attractive members of the team, like Xhaka and young Giroud. So yeah, I'm happy with him. I think he could be some decent FPL points. Ash, what are you thinking?
I don't. So we can't pick somebody.
Well, you can't just go Kane or Lukaku. Because I think Dele Alli is going to have an incredible season. I think he's going to be brilliant. But I think
I think Pogba is going to have a breakout sort of Premier League
absolutely.
Season.
Yeah, yeah. So that's probably.
But no, you can't pick them. No. Who are you going with, Ash?
No. What about a Fobi at Bournemouth?
Okay. Yeah.
Benik Afobe. Okay. Do you not think Defoe's? Do you think he's going to kind of outshine Defoe?
Maybe they're. Don't know. Well, they play quite attacking.
Like
they always get loads of injuries, don't they? So
yeah, I like Afobe as a player.
Maybe
he doesn't like you. He can't stand you.
Yeah.
No, I have heard that. But he scored in pre-season as well, to be fair.
I think maybe they'll team up together. Because Defoe is famously a team player. So...
well, that's it.
Yeah, maybe we can that immediately.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. There are our picks.
There you go. That's our picks for the season. Ooh.
I'm not confident about it.
No.
I actually think that... obviously, these are... like popular picks anyway, but I think Walker at Man City, I think's good because they're gonna he's going to be basically playing as a striker.
Well, I've heard a rumour they're playing the Magic Roundabout.
Yeah. And he's obviously really popular because he got signed for so much. But I always thought he was really good at Chelsea. Oh, what's his face that Liverpool signed?
Solanke.
Salah. Yeah. No, Salah.
Oh, Salah, sorry.
When
right,
he was
yeah.
at Chelsea, like one of my friend of the show, Mike, slaughtered him when he was at Chelsea.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe I liked him. I thought he was really good. He's like quite raw. So
I think he's great, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's got
he's got the potential to be another De Bruyne, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he's that I haven't seen him recently. But he definitely looked, when he was at Chelsea, looked undeveloped. I don't know what he's like now.
He's got massive tits now. He's not underdeveloped anymore, mate.
Huge puberty boobies. Did him wonders. Yeah.
Huge boobies on him. Lovely, lovely breasts. I like it. I like it very much. But just before we go and we finish on what I'm very much looking forward to, the quiz, we've gone an entire podcast, lads, without mentioning our live podcast.
Yes, we should do that.
Let's plug the shit out of it. Tickets are selling like bloody hotcakes. I was trying to think of an analogy just while Ash was talking, and I thought of, they're selling like...
You didn't invent hotcakes, you should know that.
Oh, didn't I? Oh, I thought...
No.
I thought of a really rude one about a lesbian picnic, but I won't say that.
Like Southampton players...
Like Southampton players at Liverpool.
Exactly, there you go.
It is on October the 24th. It will be our 102nd podcast because I can't count. It should be about 100th sort of podcast. It's at the Phoenix Artist Club in London. Yep. The tickets are at thegaffertapes.com/tickets, or you can go to Phoenix Artist Club website. They're only £8 a ticket. I'm going to be doing a little bit of stand-up. We're going to do a live podcast. We're all going to get pissed afterwards. It's genuinely going to be brilliant.
It is going to be great. It's going to be all the stuff.
Oh, I can't wait. But it's only got a couple of months now, so tickets are selling really quick. So get your tickets, boys and girls.
Yeah. And we'll see you there.
Don't think, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I don't know if I want to. It'll be brilliant, all right?
As long as you promise not to do that again. Can you buy the tickets that he won't say it? He won't talk about it.
Yeah, we won't do the voice. It's time for the quiz.
Yes, let's do it.
We did a pre-season quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided that counted, didn't you?
Yes,
and I lost, so it's 1-0.
Okay, so this quiz, and something happens when you take over the quiz. I've gone a bit Tom Holmes and I've lost half my notes, but I've got it. I think I've got it.
Okay.
Sorry that that's doing a Tom, which is unfortunate for you, son. So it's 1-0 to Tom.
Well, fuck off, is it?
It's not, no.
It's 1-0 to Ash. It's 1-0 to Ash.
Unfortunately,
And we're going to play a little game where the name came first, and it's called Tweet Fighter.
Oh, hello. Tweet Fighter. I love that. It's going to go downhill from here, isn't it?
It's obviously setting up for a sequel later in the season, which is, you know, the better one, because everyone knows that Street Fighter 2 is best.
It was my favorite.
Tweet Fighter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the tweets from famous footballing Twitter feuds.
Okay.
And you're going to get points for when you can name who they were between.
That's brilliant. I'm really excited.
Definitely. Because I'm such a prolific user of Twitter.
I'm literally Mr. Twitter. So.
Yeah, this is going
to
be
exciting. These are quite famous ones. So some of them will be easier than others. And you're both going to play to the same one. So you're going to have your answers locked, I think, just because I don't ever have enough to do one each at a time. So yeah, Tom can make a note, and then we'll switch around who goes first. So you get how that works, obviously. Yes.
Oh, sorry,
so
I'll read out the tweet. Sorry to interrupt you, but we now have a little jingle for this feature.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I completely forgot to hit play on this bad boy.
There you go. Yeah, I like to add a bit of production value when I do the quiz.
That is courtesy of Ian Stimson. Again, another unsolicited jingle that got sent to us. All we need now is a jingle for the first segment. We have one for the social media thing.
The first problem is the first part. We tend to go off on a tangent and talk about stuff we're not supposed to, and then tell ourselves off for it.
Let's have a tangent jingle.
Oh. No, let's not.
Tangent. They're riding the tandem. Midnight or something like that. That's just off the top of my head, and I didn't have any production value on that. So.
He didn't write that.
No, I didn't write
that. That's just him. That's what he can do, just from his head.
It's like, whose line is it anyway?
But I feel like we're distracting from my brilliantly named quiz.
Sorry, yes.
Which is Tweet Fighter.
Love it.
Where I will read out the tweets from a Twitter feud and you get a point for each person you can name it's between. So as it goes on, if it's hard, I might do some accents to try and help with some of them.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. Okay, so the first one, it's between two people. I'm going to read a tweet of each of theirs for this one. So you get two tweets and it's quite a nice and easy. So,
yeah.
It's from back in August 2016. And it's blank on a free is still paying over the odds by Nice. And then the reply was blank, bad player, wonderful hater, who cares? So it's quite an easy one, I think.
You think that's an easy one?
Yeah, I'll do an accent then.
So I think I've got
these
it.
Oh, there you go. No need for clues. So blank on a free is still paying over the odds by Nice. And the reply was blank, bad player, wonderful hater, who cares? So that is
who is the first one?
So you get a point per one. So yeah,
oh,
so Tom.
Shit.
Who are the players that they're tweeting?
Oh, right, you do.
Who are those two people tweeting each other?
Well, it is about them as well, but they're the actual celebrities or footballers tweeting about each other.
Oh, go for them.
So they're the two players tweeting about each other. Tom, who do you think they are?
Oh God, who went to Neeson? I literally haven't got a clue. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Have you got an idea, Ash?
Go on, Ash.
Yeah, but to correct Tom Talkins, maybe forget the guy's name. Wasn't it Joe Barton? He went to France, didn't he?
It is not Joe Barton. It's not one of them. If you want to have a guess at the other, though, and somehow randomly get it.
Oh, I don't know then. He went to France, but I thought it was Nice.
Tom, do you know who it's about or who the two guys are?
I'm going to say Griezmann.
It's not.
It's got to be Balotelli, where did he go?
It is Balotelli.
Oh, nice.
Does he get that?
Yeah, it's got two guesses.
I don't know if he gets that, does he? But
what?
You know,
it was
a Twitter war between Jamie Carragher and Mario Balotelli.
Oh.
Where Carragher was saying that that was still too much money to pay for him, and Balotelli called him a hater.
Wow.
But you were both too cowardly just to actually make a guess of two players.
No, I did.
So
I sort of did.
Well, I said, did I not name two players?
You did. You can have a point because I feel like otherwise this will get derailed.
But, I mean, I don't understand how that's even in question.
Right.
It's all going off already.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a Twitter war between two players who have both represented the same club at different times. So it's a bit of a longer one, this one. So first one is blank. Do yourself a favor and stay out of club politics. QPR and Newcastle have paid you well for playing, not to comment on recruitment. The other guy then replied and he said, blank, I put the graft in, mate, not playing poker online and smoking bifters the night before a game. I wouldn't let you manage a pet shop.
Ah! Okay, I'm going to give this a good crack. I think I might know.
Pretty nasty, that one. So that's a Twitter war. It went on and on and on. I picked out the kind of highlights. So the first guy said, there's a clue in there, obviously, because it says the clubs that he's played for. Yeah. First one says, do yourself a favour and stay out of club politics. QPR and Newcastle paid you for playing, not to comment on recruitment. And he retaliated with, I put in a graph, don't play poker online and smoke bifters the night before a game. So pretty feisty. Mm-hmm. Right, they're the two players. Ash, we're going to start with you this time. Have you got your two guesses of who was in that war?
I'm going to go... It's got to be someone random tweeting him. I'm going to go Neville and Joey Barton.
Okay. And Tom, who are your two people?
I was going to say Joey Barton because of the QPR and Newcastle thing. And maybe Anton Ferdinand?
Oh,
good guesses. You both get a point for Joey Barton.
Yeah.
But it was between Joey Barton and Didi Haman.
Ah, right.
It was a big one. It went on. It was all in the papers. It was a good one. Okay. This one's pretty tricky. So maybe I'll give you one of them and it's for one point to the other.
Maybe you should read them actually in the accents.
Yeah. I think it might get offensive. Okay.
So this one,
I'll tell you who did this one. There's only one point on offer here. Hmm. So this was a tweet from Wojciech Szczesny.
Okay.
And he tweeted, somebody knows very well. He said, blank, I don't want to be rude, mate, but you look like a rapist in that picture. So he tweeted that about former teammate of his who had a very famous haircut change over the last 12 months.
Very famous haircut change.
So that's from Wojciech Szczesny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got it.
I don't want to read it again because it is quite aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
haircut change has just destroyed me.
I've got a guess.
Haircut change. Oh, I was going to say Mertesacker.
Okay, and Ash?
Didn't Ramsey cut his hair short and dye it blonde?
It was Aaron Ramsey, yeah.
Of course it was. Fuck.
For some reason, he thought that was a sensible thing to tweet him, which is absolutely astonishing.
He didn't look like a rapist.
Amazing.
No, of course he didn't. It was a pretty horrendous thing to tweet someone, but there you go.
And to be fair, if you do tweet something libelous, just qualify it by saying that they live in a bungalow.
Yeah. So that totally works. Mm. Okay, this one, 2 points on offer again. It's only the one tweet.
Okay.
But blank said this. Blank is the Justin Bieber of football. Brilliant on the old YouTube. Cat piss in reality. And that was back in March 2013.
Oh, bloody hell.
But it was a prediction about a player. So blank is the Justin Bieber of football. Brilliant on the old YouTube. Cat piss in reality.
So
who tweeted it? Mm. Who tweeted it and who's it about? But it's very topical.
Oh.
And why would this tweet be surfacing now?
Oh,
I think
God.
I've got a guess.
So you got to say who tweeted it and who's it about?
Oh, you got to get both of them.
Oh, what's that, sorry? I tell you what. You'll
get a point for each.
Okay.
It's currently 3-1 to Ash, I believe.
Yeah.
You write something down, Ash.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to Ash first for his guess on this one.
Really? Oh, you've got to write yours down.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Ash, who tweeted it and who's it about?
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, wait a minute. Give me a sec. Have you got an answer, Tom?
Time is not something we have, Ash.
Yeah, I've only got one answer.
Okay, well, I thought it was going to be about Neymar.
Who
do you think tweeted it?
Ibrahimovic.
Okay, and Tom?
I just had Neymar. I couldn't think.
Any guesser who tweeted it?
Ibrahimovic.
Which wouldn't get you close to me. That's right, it was about Neymar.
Yeah.
And if there's a Twitter war, if in doubt, guess Joey Barton.
That's Joey Barton. Yeah. Fuck.
Joey Barton wrote that in 2013 and now looks pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one, but 2 points on offer.
Okay.
This one is a very famous football feud over the last year or two. So it's a bit of a long one, but I'll read them. So it's between two people.
Mm-hmm.
Person A says, blank, have you ever just chilled in your living room like this with a Prem medal on your neck? And it's a picture of him sat on his sofa wearing his Premier League winner's medal. Clue.
Okay.
The person B retaliated, for fuck's sake, you got it out of the cabinet and asked your missus to take a picture. That's nearly as bad as the earring. Person A replies, no, your missus took it, mate. Tell her thanks, though. I forgot to say it myself. Burn. And then person B said, I don't think it was her. She's got no choke marks around her neck. What?
Oh, fuck.
So pretty brutal. And an insight into maybe someone's, newspaper background. So that was a feud between two people that's gone on and on and on. There were literally hundreds of tweets. But there's a couple of clues. Premier League medal. And their sexual preference. So there's some bonuses in there for you.
Oh, God.
But it's one that's gone on a long time. So think Premier League winner, think recent.
Oh, no.
And these between two people. So have you both made guesses yet?
Yeah.
Okay, Ash, okay. Have you got yours?
Got it. Oh, fuck, I think he's the one. Right, okay, I've got it written down. I've got my one.
Have
you written yours down?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I've seen the picture. Is Ash
saying he doesn't know? Then he's not making a guess.
No, I've got it written down. But I mean, Craig might as well go with you, right?
It's Danny Simpson and Jamie Carragher.
And Ash,
is that correct?
I'll tell you after you've done yours.
I've got no idea. I went Balotelli and Barton just because they're the duo.
It is Jamie Carragher and Danny Simpson.
Oh yes,
which means you're tied at 3-3.
Every fucking time, it's the Craig's special Tom quiz.
I remember seeing the picture.
Which means we're gonna have to have a tiebreak. So yes. The tiebreak is obviously Twitter related. Now, our favourite person throughout this has been Mr. Joey Barton.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows that Joey Barton has roughly 3.2 million followers. Really? And I didn't want to ask that because Tom might know that because he spends a lot of time on Twitter. But I want you both to have a guess. How many people does Joey Barton follow?
Oh, okay.
So whoever gets the closest to this, how many people does Joey Barton follow on Twitter?
Okay, I'm going to go about there. Ooh.
You both definitely need to have written this one down because you can't price it right.
Okay.
So Ash, you've got your guess?
I'm going to go 64.
Oh, shit. I went 1.5K. 1,500.
Wow. So one of you's gone for 1,500, one of you's gone for 64.
Yeah.
The answer is 838, which worries me.
Oh, it's Ash.
Because...
Oh, no, Ash's like 700 odd away. Oh, hang on. Fuck me. How many is it?
838.
And what have you 838. Gone for?
I said 1.5K.
Oh my god, well, yeah, it's basically the same. Another question.
Oh, no, but there's got to be.
No, we're not having the same question. There's a definitive
it's
answer.
It's going to be you, isn't it, Tom?
Is it?
Because if it's over 750. Oh,
fuck. 662 is the difference for Tom.
And Ashley's would be 700 and something. Yeah, 64. Oh! Yes!
Tom wins. Tom wins. Just look how happy he is.
Oh, really?
I was just worried that we were exposing our lack of mathematical intelligence.
It gets to like 8-0 down in the season, and then I start bringing it back.
And now it just gets to get to 8-2.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's all right.
I'm happy with that.
But yeah, so that was Tweet Fighter, which hopefully was all right. It was made. Let's be honest. It all went downhill from the jingle. So the jingle was great.
Did the jingle ruin it? Oh no, the jingle.
I think the part where me and Tom got involved.
Yeah,
I got upstaged. I got upstaged by the jingle. That was a problem. But yes, 2-0 to Tom in the quiz. And obviously, that'll be a weekly thing. What was that?
Because well, it's a good thing this quiz isn't biased.
Yeah.
You do every round, it's going to be like, so now it's a quiz about where Tom grew up. And then if Ash does win it, I'm just going to give the points to Tom anyway.
It's 2-0, yeah.
Sorry, I meant it's 1-1.
Repeatedly saying it's 1-1. It's 2-0, guys. Come on.
I was writing the scores down and I've just written Tom in front of me.
Really?
Anyway,
have your pleasure.
Put it
on
your
pencil case.
Yeah.
Lovely.
no, it's 1-1. Sorry, it's 1-1 between Ash and Tom. And as the series goes on, hopefully it will stay close for broadcasting purposes. But yeah, so that will come out. And obviously, let us know your team. So tweet us your hashtag balls. Have we had many balls yet, Tom?
We've had a few, but not as many as you think. So yeah, tweet us your balls this week. As soon as you hear the podcast, tweet us your balls. And yes, if you haven't joined the mini league, do it. Get on fantasypremierleague.com. Yeah, and go use the pin at 1072-420 or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join and you'll automatically join the likes of Dominic Monaghan, Asmir Begovic, Tom Davis from Murder and Successful, Marcel from Love Island, etc.
And me, Ash and Tom and all the big names. But yeah, so please do follow us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. Get on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheGafferTapes, and email us any questions you got, info@TheGafferTapes.com. And most importantly, get your teams done, get in the league, get on Patreon and buy tickets to the live show. All the
Definitely.
Things we want you to do.
That's the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all from us. Any final words, Ash?
Yeah, you can follow Tom on Twitter at
@the_Tom_Holmes.
You can follow Craig
at Craig Hazel.
@J_H_Y_M_A_N_N.
And I'm Ash Kanda.
Correct. This has been a very long podcast. I feel like we've been sat here next to each other so long, Ash, that our menstrual cycle might have joined up. So
before it goes any longer, we're going to end it now. But thanks very much for listening. Follow us on Twitter. Send us your teams. Thank you very much. And goodbye.